It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product for Compare the Market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
All right, you know what to do, Corey.
Man, what a good EP.
Hey,
it hasn't happened yet. It can't happen until you say...
Because we believe in love. What?
Beginning of the episode.
It's the beginning of the episode.
The beginning of the episode.
And we
you
say...
You got it.
Oh.
Not even going to give you the first word.
Brought to you and empowered by Sunday Cool.
No.
This podcast is brought to you and empowered by Sunday Cool. Watch this here. Or listen here.
Empowered!
I feel so empowered!
Yes.
Thank you, Sunday Cool.
Dude, look at that bicep.
Look at the pipes on you. Give a front double bicep to the camera. Give a front double. Yeah.
Whoa.
Damn. Dude, you're a specimen.
You get cold when you flex. Yeah.
You should do the Ron Burgundy intro.
Save the children! Save the... Josh has never seen that movie, actually.
No.
He's never seen it.
What movie?
Anchorman.
Makes two of us.
You've never seen Anchorman
save the children!
1 or 2?
Save the children!
I'm not a Will
Unique
Ferrell guy.
New York.
How now, brown cow?
Oh my gosh.
The Human Torch was denied a bank loan. Everyone come in here!
I've seen it.
Come see how good I look.
Have you?
Oh yeah.
Hey, I want to do a quick shout out.
Okay.
Happy anniversary to Tristan.
Shout out T.
See, he said, my wife and I are absolutely love their show. I'm trying to figure out a cool surprise for her on her anniversary this year. We're going to spend our entire anniversary in the car driving on November 9th. So not only the most fun way to celebrate, would y'all be interested in giving us an anniversary shout out?
This episode
happy anniversary.
Comes out November 9th, right?
I don't think he even gave his wife's name.
Well, that's not very
kind
good.
Of selfish, honestly.
Dang.
Do better, dude. Do better.
What are you doing?
Anniversary of all days. Happy anniversary, guys.
Hey, happy anniversary.
Pay attention to the road, though. So, hey, look who's over there. It's Mr. Corey Lins back in the building.
All whited out. Hey, we're whited out. I'm whited out, too.
Dude,
we're
whited out.
Bunch of white boys.
Hey. Yeah.
Wait, can you say that?
Yep, you can say that now.
Oh, it's
now, after the election.
Oh.
That we totally know what happened because it's
did
Friday.
You say twooly?
We totally know what happened.
What
because
did you say?
I don't know. I can't remember. Now every time you question what I say, I always like my brain. I'm like, I don't know. I freeze.
Yeah, this is coming out after the election.
And we totally filmed it after the election as well. Right,
yeah,
Josh?
Yeah.
And right, Corey?
Yeah.
So congrats.
Congrats,
President.
To, we don't need to use first names. I think that the title of president should be only respected. Mr. or Mrs. President.
Yeah.
Big president. 4-7. Big 4-7.
Yeah, big 4-7. Congratulations.
47th president.
It
well deserved?
It is, right?
I think it's 147th.
No.
Yeah. Dude, remember when we talked about this? We talked about it on Patreon a long time ago, but there was 8 technical presidents before George Washington.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah. And one of them was John Hancock.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The first one was John Hanson.
That was the facial expression I had as well while they were telling me that, but it's true.
It is very
147?
True.
No, it's 47.
There's 47.
But there were,
eight other presidents before George Washington.
Then. Name all of them right now.
John Hanson, John, whatever the Hancock? One I just said, Hancock.
And Joe then Jonas.
There was a very French sounding one in there, which kind of ticked me off a little bit.
Oh yeah, like Pierre.
Pierre Hussein.
Yeah, butt face.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
It's pronounced butt face.
Yeah, it's also French for river poop.
Yeah.
Yep.
Lily cannot be here today because our child has pneumonia.
Pew, pew, pew. She has come down with pneumonia. It's such a bummer. Miss Jane.
Very, very not fun in the hospital 4 days.
She's doing better. She's home now.
Yes.
Everyone calm down.
But now I'm feeling sick.
No, you're not.
I'm not feeling sick.
Nope.
I'm not feeling sick. I'm not feeling sick.
Sick and tired.
Sick and tired of this economy.
Hey, not with our new president.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Everything's on the up and up now that we have our new president.
This isn't the Wednesday before the election, okay?
Really?
It's obviously not.
Really shocked by the outcome, honestly.
Honestly, but well-deserved? Well-deserved, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some would say. And most probably, would say.
Like, the fact that there are, like, no riots happening right now.
But there might be some might... There might be some. I don't.
Like
I mean,
no accusations on either side of the aisle.
Who's to say, really?
Who is to say?
Not me. What was your favorite? Corey, tell me. Where were you when you found out our new president was our new president? Take us through it. Take us through your night.
Like my entire day, or just the night?
Just the night. Like just how? Like yeah. What was some of your highlights?
Just the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just got done working.
Yeah.
You know, Sunday cool stuff. Love, eat, breathe, sleep, Sunday cool.
Oh, shout out.
Sitting on the couch.
Appreciate your loyalty. Yep.
Eating a pizza.
What kind of pizza?
From Little Caesars. Okay. I always get the Pep, two ranches on the side. I eat the whole thing in one sitting.
Because your wife,
Gretchen
yep. loves it. Yep. I know that about her.
And I don't give the kids any. I hide it from them. I send them to bed, and then I get it out.
And of course, when you say your kids, you mean...
Jared, Leslie, Cole, three of them.
Whatever the rest of them?
All separated by 2 years exactly to the day.
Wow.
Wow, man. I love your family tree.
Because I don't like sharing.
Can some fan please That's build amazing. Corey's family tree? I'm really interested.
Yeah. Everyone anyway. Go back and look at Corey's history and just build out his family tree.
Yeah. So, okay. So you hear the present speech. What's your immediate reaction?
Super excited. You know, okay. New beginnings.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
You know, just policy. I'm a policy guy. I'm not a people guy. I'm a policy
but,
guy.
Sure. But there had to been some confliction because of what the person said during the speech, right? Obviously, there were some pretty controversial words being spoken.
Yeah, I mean, it just goes back to the policy. You know, you have to look past the face.
Yeah. Yeah. And what celebrity came out and spoke? There was like a certain like celebrity that came out and like did a song.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Who was it? Can you remember?
I'm not good with artists. I can't. Who was it? What was the genre?
No, it was like poppy or country.
Oh, you know? Yeah. Was it
Dean Martin?
No,
I thought it was Madonna.
It was Madonna. Yeah, it was Madonna. That's what it was. Yeah.
Because she sang my favorite song by her, Like a Prayer. It's my favorite song.
Like Bon Jovi on Living on a Prayer.
No, but like a prayer by Madonna. Yeah.
Okay.
That's cool. That's a song.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
Speaking of song, hey, you want a song?
I cannot wait for our song.
All right. This goes out to this
Madonna.
Past,
sorry.
Past election, because we know who the winner was. And we're not filming this in the past.
Yeah. But if we were.
But if we were.
We would really like to know what it. Well, before filming the podcast that comes out after the election, we'd love to know who it was, hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
But that's not our current situation.
No.
But this is a story about if we were in that hypothetical
situation.
Yeah,
if we were filming this podcast before the election.
The Wednesday before the Tuesday election.
Yeah. Okay.
Of course. Yeah, of course. You can dream. We can all fantasize with that.
All right.
Wet the whistle. Here we go.
We're going back. Ah. Here we go.
What if we didn't know who was left running the show? What would we do? Tell me who won the big race. Who's in charge of this whole place? What can we do? Kamala! Or was it Donald? Was it Trump? I just have to know. Was it close or a blowout? Did the people cheer or just shout? What did they do? Was it red or was it blue? Did all the votes come through? I wish we knew.
Really good job. Really nice.
Was it Kamala or Trump? Living in the past is such a dump. What would you do? Kamala. Oh, Donnie. What are you thinking now? Where are you living now? White House or not? I don't know.
No!
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 Hey, speaking of people being in the White House, I need everyone to be quiet. Because we have a question. Seems like we're on theme today. Seems like we're on a theme. This question, it could go either or. It could be a yes or it could be a no. Mm-hmm. And of course, with our guests, we want our good buddy Corey to answer first because we really respect his opinion.
Yeah, for sure.
And we just really are seeking your
wisdom, honestly.
Wisdom on this, and I hope you don't let us down.
Okay, yeah.
Today's question, sitting by a viewer. Did they deserve to win? Did they deserve to win? It's a yes or no.
Yeah,
so,
that's a tough question, Corey. Yeah. I understand it's going to be difficult to answer just in...
Yes.
Yes.
From what? The hip, yes.
Okay.
They did deserve it, yeah.
Did they deserve to win?
Yeah.
You know who... Wait, Corey. Josh, does he have any idea who we're talking about?
I don't know if he has any idea who we're talking about.
I don't know how
about.
I feel about
what
that
do you,
answer.
What do you think we're... Wait. Hold on. Back up. What do you think we're talking about?
Because we're obviously talking about...
We're obviously talking about...
Remember the Titans.
No, don't joke around right now, dude. Because we're obviously talking about when the Nazis fought the French.
Yeah.
And they beat the French. So you're saying that they deserve to win that?
Are you sympathizing with them?
And we're also talking about when the Japanese went and invaded the Korea and how they were just terrible to the Koreans.
And they beat the Koreans, so they deserve to win that.
And we're also talking about how the Huntsville Mustangs from Air Bud 3, how they beat and cheated the Air Bud team, hurting the Golden Retriever on the field. You think they deserve to win?
In the end, who won, though?
It doesn't matter. The Air Bud got hurt, Corey.
Does Corey want to hurt puppies?
It sounds like it. And of course, we're also talking about the case with O.J. Simpson.
Oh, my gosh.
This is sickening.
You hear it?
You guys heard it here first. Not sure what to make of all this. All that I gathered is Corey wants to kick puppies and they wants to people to suffer all around the world, and he's glad all the bad guys won.
He's happy OJ got away with it, which is really unfortunate.
Really unfortunate. We do have to trust our judicial system sometimes, but man.
It seems like it was pretty obvious.
There was
the cultural significance.
If the jury decided against
the jury,
it, then I think that's
okay. There was
okay.
A lot of things. Welcome to the show!
Did I say ninja? I meant the butterfly. There's no doubt. One of God's children's has an empty mind.
You learn martial arts!
That was good.
Excuse my coughing.
Hey, you know what's going to help with that coughing?
Tell me.
A healthier body. And how do you get a healthier body, Josh?
I wish my mind could just have some magic.
Oh, well, don't look any further here, Josh, because
what?
I have magic mind.
Wow. Give
Absolutely.
Me that.
Absolutely.
Give me.
Would you like one?
Yeah, what does
or
it
would
taste
you
like?
Want a gummy?
Ooh, dude, the gummies are good.
I'll take a gummy.
I do want a gummy.
I feel like the liquid hits quicker, but I like the gummies too.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Magic Mind.
Thank you, Magic Mind.
I really love your product.
Are you just going to launch that?
Hey, guys, if you want some Magic Mind for yourself, go to magicmind.com/ninja.
Okay. Hold on, right here.
Let me throw it.
Relay. Teamwork!
Oh!
Trick shark. Here we go.
Oh,
you almost got it, though. That was incredible.
You threw it too fast.
I wasn't trying to give you it.
Prepare.
I was confident in myself. I didn't need the assist.
Hey, stop wasting all these gummies, guys.
No, listen. He's going to eat it right there. It's right there.
Where's mine?
So you're right.
What's my serving size?
Oh, no.
Dude,
I'm sorry.
MagicMind.com/ninja and use the code NINJA20 to get 20% off.
Your subscription.
Your subscription or 50% off your 10-day subscription.
Yes, absolutely incredible. They're good enough to eat off the floor.
Am I allowed to eat 3 of these?
Yeah,
that's the dosage.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I was going to get a
superpower.
That's
the dosage for big babies.
All right, I actually want some too.
Yummy, yummy.
Now that I know that you can combine them and have
magic powers.
Because, I don't know, we talked about it afterwards, but last week's podcast, I did the gummies and the juice, and I was able to read so well.
Those taste
I knew
very
words.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
I'm getting a little eucalyptus in that.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Hints of cherry, perhaps?
Lion's mane mushroom, maybe?
I will say, you probably shouldn't put these in the fridge. I don't know, because it get kind of hard to chew.
I kind of like the... I kind of like it. That's a good bite.
Yeah, but they came in a box to Florida, and they were like almost melted.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Thank you, Magic Mind. Appreciate it.
That's like a 10W30.
Magic Mind! Thank you! Oh, but boy.
What do we think?
Corey, you have some big news to share. What'd you do over this past weekend, bud?
Yeah, dude. After, when was the first time I was on this podcast?
Oh, man. Feels
a
like
a long
it was probably
time.
It was quite a while ago. Yeah.
But
hard to believe it was 15 years ago.
Huh?
I shot a deer, everybody. I finally did it.
There we go. What was it like?
Murderer.
It was like 16, 20 points, right?
I thought you were going to join.
Yeah.
In.
Sorry, what?
Oh, we're going to.
Murderer! Murderer! How do you sleep at night, dude? How do you live with yourself?
Because I'm a provider. Everyone plays our part.
That's true. I bet Gretchen is really grateful.
The yes, kids eat is. Venison?
That's why they call her Grateful Gretchen. We can hear you just as much.
Yeah, a little bit.
Don't use that to silence her on your gun or anything.
We're going to see a guest lean on that pillow later and be like, oh, no. Yeah, so you got it. Was that the same deer that you were tracking a couple seasons ago?
No, I'm at this new place, but I'd been following him for, probably since July.
That's awesome.
Since July. And I finally saw it. It felt
got some buck fever?
I did. It was spooky.
Yeah.
It was spooky. I was hunting in an old cemetery.
Yikes.
No way. Set the scene. What time was this?
So I went in there early. It was daytime. And I sat there in probably like 20 yards behind me. There's gravestones of people who died in the 1800s.
That's kind of dope. But also now you're probably haunted.
Right. So
haunted deer meat.
So my buddies were all like, oh, you're going to see stuff walking through the woods.
Yeah.
So it's in my mind already. And so I'm continually looking back, looking at these gravestones.
Yeah, dude. You hear anything?
Dude, so terrifying.
Yeah.
So terrifying. And I end up shooting this deer, and it's pitch black at this point. So, now I'm scared to get down. And I got down, and I just hear things running around. And it's pitch black. I'm terrified. And, I've been having scary dreams ever since.
No way.
Yeah, no, it's...
What kind of scary dreams?
Dude, just, not good.
New, is it new? All the, stuff, that you haven't seen before, you're not used to?
No, yeah.
Is it kind of common dreams?
I used to sleep so well.
They probably followed you home.
That can happen.
Dude, I know. And, last night I was sleeping, and I woke up because one of my pillows fell off my bed, and I didn't know it at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, dude, I just lay there for
pillows honestly
minutes.
Don't fall off the bed, so you may have a ghost. That's kind of crazy.
I don't know.
That's wild, man.
I had a dream last night. I was looking down a hallway, and just this cabinet door was just opening and closing.
My gosh.
That's actually jacked up.
I was like, what's going on?
That's your dream?
Yeah, but the dream was me watching this cabinet door opening and closing.
Cabinet?
Yeah, I don't know where I was.
Oh, my goodness. What is that?
Indian in the cupboard, dude. That was an Indian graveyard.
You need to pray over your house.
It was South Georgia in the 1800s. So.
Yeah, I'm ready to baptize you right now, dude. Let's fix it.
There's an unmarked grave there, dude.
Yeah,
there's plenty of marked ones too. Yeah. Warning signs.
I've looked up the names on the gravestones. No record. Can't even find the cemetery.
No Facebook profiles.
That's kind of eerie.
I can't even find the cemetery.
What, online?
Yeah, no, there's no record. Dude,
it is weird.
What?
Yeah.
So there's this plot of land in DeLand that I'm looking at. And it's out in the middle of there's probably 100 little 2 to 3 acre plots, and there's no access to any of it. And I'm trying to figure it out. But in the dead center of this total 200 acres on Google, it says there's a cemetery, but same thing. I can't find anything about zoning. So it appears, isn't that crazy though? They're just cemeteries scattered through the wilderness with no history. Just stuff has been developed around them the property's been sold 100 times over.
Well, you look at even the pyramids, that whole space behind the pyramids, it's all surrounded by city. And then it has this weird shape. They're right there. And then it's empty.
Yeah.
And it's I wonder what's under there. Why hasn't that been used?
Yeah.
That's just the special sand.
That's the play sand.
Speaking of special
arts
sand,
and crafts.
I've been watching the Ancient Apocalypse with Graham Hancock.
Yes,
the second season.
Mm-hmm.
Something that stuck out to me, it was chapter 2, so the second episode around the 24-minute mark. So Graham Hancock's whole theory is that, which I agree with, is that there's an older, more highly advanced ancient civilization that we don't know about.
There's no record of that's.
Yeah. And you think it's because he calls it the Younger Dryas. So there was the ancient apocalypse basically being a flood wiped everything out, or meteors causing a flood, whatever.
Yeah.
But this whole second season is about him going to the Americas, showing of these ancient civilizations that predate what archaeologists think people occupied the Americas. And one really cool instance that connects so much to what we've talked about before, there's these paintings on a rock face in Colombia, and the archaeologists have dated these paintings to like, I want to say like 12,000 years ago.
Yeah.
But they described in these paintings what looks like there was a solar eclipse, and with the solar eclipse, they could see a meteor only with the solar eclipse on. And so that reminded me of the, was it the
1811?
1811.
Or 1812, I can't remember.
Yeah, 1811, 1812. Yeah. Of how there's that meteor, solar eclipse. And then what we just had was that solar eclipse with the, what is it called? The Devil Comet or whatever.
Yeah.
And how you could only see it like that, with the eclipse. And, but it's like they wrote that down to show that there was about to be an apocalyptic thing that was about to happen. And I found that incredibly interesting.
Yeah. And especially after the year everyone's had.
The archaeologist said that there had to have been hundreds of thousands of people living in this area. And then one day, just gone. Mm-hmm. So what happened to them? No one knows. And every day within the Amazon, they're finding more and more structures and roads to basically pointing evidence that at one point, there was millions of people living in this region.
Yeah. Not just these tiny tribes.
Yeah.
Golly, man.
Very, like, technologically advanced, too.
Yeah. Sounds like it. Dude, that's scary because, I mean, everyone just lives in their own time, right? Like, we all just, like, assume this is just going to last forever. Civilization's end.
Yeah.
And so it's like, what is the end of this? What is it going to turn into?
What's crazy about the historic narrative, though, is everybody's, you know, when you, history books, teachers, you know, education that we've all been through, everyone's so sure of a certain narrative. But like with the evolution of like LIDAR and all this stuff, they're realizing that there are so many, like we're saying, there's so many more cities. But how can you be so sure of the narrative when we're now discovering? I'm not saying the narrative is wrong. I'm just saying there are a ton of
new evidence.
There's a ton more information we have to factor into the problem. Like I just saw, LIDAR was used in Mexico, and they just found an entire never before discovered in the jungle civilizations with like the foundations of like the pyramid type structures. But they said this whole area, they believe based on the evidence, held 50,000 people. And it's like, that's
crazy. That's, you don't have 50, any city.
Yeah. You don't have 50,000 people in an area with like primitive technology. Like you've got like food has to be figured out. You've got to be getting like, you know, human byproduct out of the city. There it was advanced for sure. Yeah.
And nowadays, like you, when you're building a society, you have to like, you can't be at that point where like, you know, history is just ever evolving. We're figuring out like, no, like you have to be like, okay, it's happened. This is what's going to happen. This is what we're going to keep doing. Cause they have to build that. Like that would take the government having so much humility to say, yeah, I don't know. Like, but we're going to figure this out together, guys. Yeah, like, we don't know.
People in power are typically very humble.
Yeah. So like, that's the thing. It's like, it makes you wonder, like, what is the timeline of this all look like?
Yeah. It's so wacky. Another crazy thing. They went to where the Incas were.
Yeah.
So like Machu Picchu and all that stuff.
So cool.
In Peru. And you can go there today and you see these giant megalith stones that are perfectly stacked together. Like it almost looks like, some said it looks like they almost like melted into place.
Yeah.
Like you can't even get like a piece of paper in between them.
Yeah.
And they're, more and more discoveries are coming out. Archaeologists are making more discoveries that basically the Inca came upon this megalith walls and stuff. And like it was already there. He talks about it a lot in the docuseries or whatever. But what was crazy is that tradition, the Incas talk about before them, the one god, man, the watcher, star person that came down, had the ability to melt rock and place it into place, like melt it to where it could perfectly fit.
Yeah.
And then that made me think of when we talked about the Lizard City in LA.
Yeah.
How the Native Americans spoke of these people had the technology to melt rock and stuff.
Yeah. Forgot about that.
And like, but then
it was almost volcanic.
Yeah. And so, but he went all over the Americas. He even went to Easter Island. Same kind of structure in Egypt, same kind of structure to where it literally looks like it was melted into place. And there was even a cave there. They call it the Serpent Cave in Peru. And it's perfectly carved out of the bedrock, and all of the walls are shiny, meaning like it was like the what do you call the where rock turns to glass?
I know like what you're talking about.
Starts with a V.
Oh, I don't know.
I forget.
I don't know the word.
Viration.
Yeah, that's it.
Virilium.
Viridianium.
Yep.
Igneous.
Yes, that's it, I think. But people are saying like, oh, well, that's because it's shiny like that because people have been touching it over time. The archaeologist is like, no. He's like, then every single hand would have had to touch every single part of this
that
tunnel.
That doesn't make sense.
He's like, this was caused by a fast extreme heat to carve this out. And we don't like the heat that you need is like the temperature of like the sun that just you just direct it and carve it out perfectly. They even have like, I mean, it was perfect. There's like a snake like on the side, like it was carved like into the bedrock.
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff.
But that's a weapon as well.
Yeah.
Talk about that city that we talked about next to Göbekli. Like,
yeah.
That just got wiped out in a second.
Yeah.
Dude, this is trippy, man. I don't know what to think of all this.
Volcanoes are just star people carving their way out of hollow earth.
Possibly. Seems
like isn't that crazy though, man? Just like all these, just every little story, how it connects.
Yeah. It's weird how like similar it all is around the globe too. That's what keeps tripping me out.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Because if it was just like, okay, we're just in a like, you know, you're just in an echo chamber. It's like, no, like these are legit people. Graham Hancock is like a smart dude.
Yeah.
He's on Netflix just saying this has no explanation.
It's crazy because a lot of these cultures, like in, at least from what I saw, like Easter Island, the Peruvians, the Incas, whatever, they talk about after this massive apocalypse that happened, there was a man that they showed as like a godlike figure that always traveled with like seven people to go and teach the new technology. Oh, of man. Like how to regrow. And I'm like, that kind of sounds like Noah and his family, bro.
Yeah.
Like Noah, his wife, his three sons and his three daughters. But this story continues throughout like every culture. And it's just weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no explanation.
It's not even weird. The thing that makes it feel weird is how hard it is to accept that narrative compared to the one that we exist in. It's actually incredibly logical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy just how much like fascination there is with like, this like the beginning of time and all that stuff, like atheist debates and stuff like that. But then when we ask questions just about weird things like this, like it's immediately no, stop. Because anything that's supernatural, you can't explain. But it's like it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Like it's just absolutely
mind-boggling. That's the one thing that kind of bums me out about Graham Hancock is that like he's so close. Like, if you were just to add the supernatural element, I think his whole paradigm would shift. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, like...
And he would have so many answers.
Yeah, he's thinking in such, like, a logical sense. And he does, like, the whole ayahuasca thing.
I was about to
like,
say, what kind of deception is he under, though, after, like, going through that many experiences?
He talks about the ayahuasca on that show.
Yeah.
And he, like, shows how they make it and, like, what it does. And, like, the access of the DMT and, like, the Amazonian people... It's literally two elements. It's the ayahuasca root and then this leaf. And either or, if you took it by themselves, wouldn't do anything. It's only combining them that you get the full DMT trip. So like, how were they taught that? They were told that the person, it was a lady that called like the like Mother God. That's what they like basically call her. She came and said, showed the people how to make this. So when she left, it would be the way that they could communicate with her.
Oh, no.
And he talks about these entities that teach the people things when they take this ayahuasca.
Yeah. And I guarantee one of the things that you have to reject is God.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like there's people that just refuse to believe it.
Which goes further down the thing of like the Watchers and like they taught root cutting and like why did they teach root cutting and all that stuff? And it's like, because I fully believe that there is a realm that you can access by taking like DMT and stuff like that. That is
so I wonder is there a connection, a way to communicate through every work that they taught?
What do you mean? What?
Like, I mean, you taught root cutting. So like the other things.
Oh,
that's an interesting.
Is there with everything that they taught them, if they have that written down, like the things that were
oh,
taught?
Oh yeah. That would be interesting.
Like, subjects at least, or the way like different categories, are they able to communicate or pervert that thing into a way to do that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I can't remember the things that they listed out.
It was like creating like weaponry, like swords and stuff. There's like the beautification of like beads and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Root cutting.
You mean gems? Don't take away my gems.
And then what was it? It was like alchemy of sorts, or I forget.
Yeah. I'll have to look it up.
Anyways.
That's scary, man.
It's crazy stuff. Yeah. I want to talk to Graham Hancock and just be like, just think of this side. Because it all connects.
Yeah, he would get so many answers, I think. There's story after story of scientists who literally just devote their life to that. To that work. And then suddenly they start realizing, oh my goodness, God explains so much. A creator of this universe makes so much more sense.
It's kind of ironic with Graham Hancock because he's so fed up with like the narrative that these archaeologists are saying. It's like, why can't you just open your mind and think about the possibilities? Because there's a lot of evidence pointing towards that.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you're kind of doing the same.
Yeah.
In the sense of like, you're not able to, or you're not willing to fully explore like, hey, maybe this whole narrative, this whole ancient civilization, star people, technology, all this stuff, could that not have been derived from fallen angels?
Yep.
So, you know, does he look at it like with all of his theories and everything, he looks at it as just a very blunt, matter of fact way, like nothing supernatural or like in a non-religious.
Yeah, very non-religious. Yeah.
But in a way, it's his own hedonism, because I think he's very proud of his ability to figure it out. So I think he's like leaning on his own intelligence, and it's a very like human-centered, I can figure this out, we did it.
I do love the work that he's doing, though, just for like...
I love Graham Hancock.
The exploration.
Yeah.
And like, I love someone who asks questions and pushes the conversation. Like, that's all good stuff that needs to happen.
And that's how you discover things, is that you have different opinions and like different people researching the topic, and then you will probably come out with the right answer.
And you're open-minded as well.
Like,
like you're watching that show and you're like, if he made a point like that made you think, you would sit down and think about that. Like, you're like, man, I actually haven't thought about that spiritually. But we hit that all the time.
You're right.
We got a new gong, everybody.
What'd you call me?
Crazy stuff, man. Ancient civilizations. What are you going to do, man?
Let's talk about it. Let's dive in, everybody.
Ancient civilization.
Ancient civilization. Inca Mayan. I'm a Mayan. You're a Mayan.
I'm
Macarena.
See, this is why I didn't put on the jacket.
Why?
Because I said, like, every time you guys start talking about this kind of stuff, I start sweating.
Speaking of sweating, we got that. Don't go anywhere.
Yo, Corey.
Yo, Andy.
Yo, what's up? Hey, we're in a club right now. What are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about Sunday Cool t-shirts.
Sunday Pool what?
T-shirts and custom merchandise.
Oh, that's sick, dude. That's wonderful.
Look at this shirt.
Whoa, Josh, you're killing it. Look at him go.
What?
You're killing it.
I can't hear you in this club.
All right. Hey,
I'm sorry. All I'm thinking about is Sunday Cool, though.
Oh, Sunday Cool, though. Yeah. He's talking about Sunday Cool as well.
Hey, look at this shirt and hats. This stuff is from Sunday Cool.
Oh, that's sick.
Look how cool this is.
Where'd you get those stickers?
I got these stickers of Sunday Cool.
Where'd you get that hat?
Sunday Cool.
No, I'm an only child.
I got this from Sunday Cool, too.
No, be positive, actually. I just donated.
I got this from Sunday Cool. Serve others.
What's the website?
SundayCool.com/tees.
I think it's just SundayCool.com.
I
think it's just SundayCool.com.
Oh, okay.
You guys want to get out of here?
I like this. Hey, you want to go back to my place? We can play Dungeons & Dragons or something.
I think I'm having a panic attack. I don't like crowds.
Really?
And I don't like loud music.
Honestly, I'm really paranoid.
I'm kind of freaking out.
Are you with them?
Okay.
Who's following
Y'all
us?
Are nuts. Y'all are nuts.
Corey, name the band. I want to see how young you are.
Nickelback.
Nice.
Oh, far away for far too long.
Let's go again.
Are you going to give me lyrics or no?
Honey, why are you calling me?
Avenged Sevenfold.
That's Hinder, baby. Oh. Dude. Hinder, dude.
Let's see. Let's.
Chasing Cars.
Oh, man. I thought that was like, hear the bell, hear the bell, hear the school, hear the bell.
It's what you do to me.
Hey there, Delilah.
Let's go. It's what you do
I gotta get more difficult.
You got to get an electric guitar so you could just like start ripping some Metallica. Like
several back here.
Smoke on the Water.
What? That's interesting. No, maybe.
You know what?
Speaking of like that era, dude, have you seen the end of was it Infinity War, the Avengers movie, where they swap it out with I Am Iron Man?
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
I've seen like where they. Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, the NF4.
They missed the opportunity on that. That would have been epic.
He was dying though, so like it wasn't like the.
He was entering death.
Yeah. So it wouldn't have been very, it would have been like, yeah, let's go.
Well, oh, if you had to switch the song, what would you put in there?
Probably I'm Yours by Jason Mraz.
I just died in Thanos' stone tonight.
Hey, man, it's been 45 minutes. It's been 45 minutes. Where have you been?
How's it?
It's been 45 minutes.
It's been 45 years.
I saw a thing. It has only been like 1 hour and 15 minutes in the Interstellar universe since the movie came out. I just wanted to let you know that.
Miller's Planet.
An hour and 15?
Yeah. Wow. Miller's Planet with the big waves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I hate on that movie a lot, but that was a dope scene.
Yeah.
Those aren't mountains.
Yeah, dude,
that's a wave.
I wish I sent every click.
Every click is a day.
That's so sad. Dude, that's the type of stuff that really gets to me. I don't know why. In movies, like, time lost because of dumb mistakes like that, that would send me over the edge, I feel like, in a horror movie or something.
Yeah.
Like, that's too much. Tear my leg off. Don't make me lose 30 years on life, like, on Earth.
But then when you come back, you have two legs.
I'm sorry, man.
Four legs.
I saw something the other day, and I really wish I saved it, because I feel like you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. What?
Speaking of known... Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
It was like some kind of road, but it was like slanted rocks. Like, it was like road width, but it was just like slanted rocks, and it went for like miles. It's somewhere in Europe, I think, but...
A slanted road?
It was like a road.
Yeah.
But it was like rocks. It was like these perfectly placed slanted rocks.
Like bricks almost, but they're
for like miles, and they were like
weird.
This isn't being talked about, but it's like one of those.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. I saw that too the other day. You know what they say? Rome built a road in a day.
That's what they've always said. Yeah.
They had a really good construction crew.
Have you seen those? I think they have them in Japan now, where it's like pads that you press down. Like, I look at you all the time.
I'm kidding.
Listen, you would understand this. Am I speaking?
Get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they have pads where you're walking
on the
streets, and it's literally energizing. It's creating whatever that kinetic energy or whatever that is.
Ooh.
And it's just
science,
baby. It's nuts.
No, it makes sense.
Total sense.
Like, why not do it with roads?
Yeah.
Like, not just walkways. Yeah.
Did you see
speed bumps?
Japan just broke the record with the fastest internet speed.
Oh, they did that a while ago. Like this year, but
it was like
you would know. It's right. Top news.
I forget how fast it was. They said it was like 50 million terabytes or something like that. Or no. Whatever trillion terabytes. I forget.
I just remember the number was bigger than my brain could comprehend.
They said you could download 50,000 movies in 1 second.
The transfer is like instant.
I guarantee my Netflix would still buffer. Not a doubt.
Does that not scare you guys?
Yeah, it does.
Like when you see like all these insane technological things, it scares me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't like, we're going to be floating around. Like what's that one movie where you just like plug in like you're just like me and you, but then like we plug in to like this computer and then you live life.
Matrix?
No.
Oh.
It's like some movie.
I don't know.
But like you plug into this computer or something and you live life.
Is there an agent in it?
Virtually.
Do they take pills?
I mean, I didn't watch the whole movie.
Are they like really good at dodging bullets and stuff?
No. Killing. No, it was New Age. It was New Age.
I think it's a show where they
Black Mirror?
No, it sounded like Severance, but no.
Or Ready Player One?
Yes. Ooh, Ready Player One.
Yeah.
That looks, I mean, that's not far off. People are already doing that.
Dude, I'm not going to use it as my reel, but I saw a clip where there's like a new AI robot thing, but it's like a humanoid, like Vascal. Mm. That thing is terrifying. So it's like all muscle robot fibers, and it like can actually articulate like a human.
Yeah, and if you stab it, it actually like sprays juice or whatever.
Oh, so I didn't see that. I just saw the thing moving.
Dude, it's so scary.
I hate looking at it.
And the skin they put on it. That makes it look like human skin.
The one
like,
I just saw was white.
Yeah, they have a whole video on it, and they have like literally a tight latex skin type of material that they have on it, and it looks so scary. I'm not ready for this.
Isn't like Tesla making like an iRobot?
Yeah,
robot
that's
similar. These aren't these definitely don't seem as advanced. These ones are a lot.
These just look like hardware. Like it needs AI to get plugged into it, but it seems more capable as far as like movement goes.
Did you see how they also made it to where it wasn't as strong for fear of it hurting someone?
No, but I see all picking up kettlebells and stuff.
Well, they made it to where it's like maximum like lift strength is like 50 pounds or something.
Yeah.
Just so if there's a case where it like grabbed someone, it couldn't like kill them.
Well, it takes like 8 pounds of pressure to collapse a trachea. So.
Oh,
first of all,
okay. So, like,
glad you know that.
If a car falls on me, I'm like, dude, please help me.
I'm sorry.
It's jiu-jitsu. I'm not gonna take off Andrew anytime soon.
You know, it's gonna be like a software update though. They're like, you can lift 1,000 pounds.
That's what it's like hydraulics from like a full size truck.
Just put him down. Unblock him.
That's terrifying.
Speaking of robots. Question corner, question corner, question corner with Corey. Where the questions are fresh on his mind.
I feel like we need like a little steam. Like when you hit that, like we just get clouded.
Dude,
in. Oh,
steam. Or a sauna. So we just have some rocks. We just pour water.
People would cut into the shorts and think we're all high.
Yeah.
Which we're not.
No.
Why'd you do that?
To know that we're not.
Okay, you'd be like the worst person to drive, like get stopped in a cop with. By the way, we have no fentanyl in the car. Okay.
I didn't ask.
Just letting you know up front.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with the animal theme.
Okay.
Everyone pause here. If you can remember my last question, you get a prize. Yep. Last time I asked, what animal would you ride
if you could? And I said Komodo
dragon.
Yes, and I won.
Now it's going to be for functional and just dream purposes. Like, what would you, if you could choose one animal, what would you morph into? Like, if you were just like scared or something, you'd change into this animal.
You could choose that anytime you want to, when you want to.
Yeah,
transform.
It's just like the Ben 10 thing.
Okay.
Like, what animal can you change into?
You got to think, like, what's something that's not going to be super obvious? Do my clothes evaporate with me? Or do my clothes fall to the ground?
No, it's not like Hulk. They come back.
Okay, cool. So I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, naked when I transform out of, like, from a...
You should choose a marine flamingo. Animal.
I, like, choose something salt water and I jump into a lake. Oh, no!
I would do... like a hawk or something.
Oh, that's sick. That's good.
Because then it's just like flying, man.
Everyone loves hawks.
Like, you could fly somewhere.
It's lame.
I know. It's lame. I know.
A hawk? Come on.
All right, ant.
find me now.
So I can bite you. You'd be any animal and bite me. I know, but an ant is annoying.
It's going to be really annoying. I'm going to get you when you least expect it.
I'm going to go in between your toes.
Little Wyatt there.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, man. What would be a great animal to turn into?
I think I'm going parrot.
Golly.
Or like a talking bird, so I wouldn't lose the ability to communicate.
But then you turn right back.
Yeah, but like what if you want to be able to like go in places and have...
I want to be something where if you transform into it, like you create a story everywhere you go. You like I'm going to be like at like... I'm going to be at the zoo and I'm going to transform into an animal that's at the zoo and then run around and then jump out and change.
My first thought was bull shark.
Bull shark.
But and then you suffocate.
So that's what I'm saying. That's what I didn't say. It was like you're limited
honestly,
to...
Final answer, ostrich.
That's left field.
I mean, just imagine the prank. Like imagine you're in bed and you're like, you just wake up because you hear some footsteps and I'm just all flared up, dude. Winged out.
Dude, you know, I think people every year, there's a statistic, people die from ostriches. I think they're very aggressive.
No, they headbutt like crazy, and they'll kick.
Yeah.
Some strong feet.
It's a pretty
dude.
Nuts animal.
Also, they're just the funniest animal to see running.
Yeah.
Because they just, like, they flop. Yeah. Just, they flop. And I feel like, so, like, you see an ostrich running, hilarious. And it's helpful because it's quick.
Super agile.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Oh, you're a parrot.
I'm a parrot, dude.
You're a parrot. What are you doing?
Well, he chose like the hawk thing, so I'm not going to say peregrine falcon because that would be too cool.
Is that the one that like crashes real hard?
It's like the one that goes like 200 miles an hour straight down.
Dude, and just like kills bunnies. Yeah. Just like
I think I'm going flying squirrel.
Nice.
That actually
just so I get a little air time, but yeah.
But also you could be like on the shelves and stuff like that. Yeah, that'd be fun to do.
Dude, everyone
dexterity.
Everyone loves a flying squirrel. Yeah. I've never met anyone who does not like flying squirrels. Yeah.
They see an ostrich, they're probably going to shoot it with a shotgun if it's getting out of control. But a little baby flying squirrel, they're probably going to be fine with.
Dude, my neighbor, he's a lineman. He just found 4 baby squirrels or flying squirrels, took them home, feeding them milk.
Nice.
Feeding them milk.
And milk. Corey lives in Ontario. So if you're looking up where his neighbor is, because people actually lose their pets like that.
Is that illegal?
Yeah.
Flying squirrels are illegal to own?
Yeah, you can't take stuff from the wild in your house.
Yeah, I was just kidding, by the
way. There's
a lot of things I need
just
to get
nursing
rid of
it to hell.
Kat Von D had like a, I think she had some type of like, it was like a squirrel or something like that. And the government, someone called because she was like sharing pictures of it on her Instagram. People literally showed. I was like, get your own life. If a person wants to own a squirrel and they're having fun, the squirrel can leave anytime it wants.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's someone in town who rehabilitated a raccoon and it like actually bonded to her, like doesn't act wild at all.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
She still has it. And she's like, I literally can't let any, like, can't post photos, like they'll come and
turns out it's just
been
a kid.
Seeing,
like, that, it's just going to first
is that
grade
nationwide?
Because
I know
I'm
people
not
have
sure.
pet raccoons.
There's that's different, like, different states have different rules.
Yeah.
Listen, God gave us dominion over animals.
Exactly.
That could be your. He literally, God
to eat.
Who created us?
Release Tiger King.
He says, you have dominion over all things that crawl on the earth and that swim in the ocean and that fly in the sky.
That's why I support that chimp crazy lady.
He used crawl.
Yeah.
Good adjective.
Yeah, he said it in English too, I think.
Yep, he did.
Yeah.
With an accent.
The Jewish Jersey. Accent.
Well, technically, he would know all languages, right?
Technically, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I was talking with Josh a couple of days ago, I feel like. And then we got on the subject of baby Jesus. Do you think he, like, because he couldn't speak for a moment, right?
That we know of.
Like his first 2 years, like, was he speaking or was he like immediately like super progressed?
I think.
And also like, cause if that's the thing, if there was a time where Jesus wasn't able to speak, could he still access all of the knowledge that Jesus would have?
Was he all knowing?
So is he seeing into other times and realms and spaces and knowing the future, all this stuff? Like, I don't understand that part of it as much. I don't think.
I don't know, man.
I think that's fascinating, though.
I mean, we know he came to have the human experience and to be a God who relates to us and our pain and all the experiences we go through. So very much he experienced a human life. But I think it would be heretical to say he was at any point not all powerful and
not
all
knowing. Yeah, that's the tough thing.
So it is a conundrum of sorts for our finite minds.
And what made me think of that is because Cameron here, who has the kid Theo, his eyes, and he said his eyes are just so big for his head, and he's just always super surprised looking. And then his dad said, "It's like he's always seeing a ghost." And I'm like, could you imagine if a kid could see into the other realm and they're just constantly seeing ghosts, but they can't communicate it.
Yeah,
that's so scary.
That's really scary.
It's like sleep paralysis all the time. It's like, oh, I don't understand. You're like,
oh, hey, give us a beat. Yeah.
What?
Andrew's got a reel.
And he's going to show us
right
when?
Now.
When?
Right now.
Oh, okay. I bet. There's no way you didn't add beats to that. That's insane.
Yeah, that seems
that
like
was way too long.
I have not.
That is a lie, dude.
You guys remember Pirates of the Caribbean, the Kraken, and it's got that gross mouth when it eats?
Yeah.
So I found what inspired that. Mouths actually look like that. Have you ever seen? I said
your mom. Just kidding.
What?
Nothing. I'm dumb.
All right. I'm setting.
I didn't hear anything.
I said, have you ever seen? I said, your mom. Your
mom. It's sending. So,
so dumb.
Started this out. Just a reminder.
Instagram what?
No, I'm texting it to all y'all.
Okay.
Just a reminder what it looks like.
So dumb. All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. 3, 2. Did you add the music?
Yeah. So it looks like that weird thing, but that's actually from the inside of a parrot's mouth.
Parrot. I'm sorry. I unplugged it. I thought it was over.
Nope.
You?
That's the...
You?
And that is their tongue.
Oh my goodness! I've never seen that in my life. Dude, that is so... That is gross.
Oh my gosh. What?
It's called a brush tongue. That's the end of a parrot's tongue, dude.
How have we never seen
I've
that
gone
before?
35 years of my life. Ew. And not known that.
And you want to be a parrot?
Yeah, why would you choose parrot?
Yeah, you chose parrot
wanna,
knowing that information.
I want to know how good food tastes when you have that kind of dexterity.
Oh,
could you imagine just like on a first date with somebody and then they're just like, so where are you from? And then just like, meet a brush tongue, dude.
Share ice cream. Hey, can I have a bite?
No, no.
Yikes. Dude. I don't like that. I hate parrots.
That makes me so sad now. Every time I look at a parrot, I'm not going to be able to like, are you innocent creatures? Like, no, you are spawn.
Literally
Satan.
Has. So they're like mineral deposits, those teeth down the throat, but it helps them with like digestion. I think it helps stuff move down.
Mm.
So they have teeth in their throats and a tongue that stabs and grabs.
Teeth in my throat.
Tony grabs.
I actually hate parrots now. Thank you.
I truly don't like that.
I would love one for a pet, but not now.
I wish we had like a local like animal store or something like where we had could bring stuff in here because I would have definitely called and had someone walk a parrot in after that.
And you're just gonna like rip its beak apart. Look at it.
Speaking of teeth in your throat.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about that girl that got stuck upside down in that little cave?
No.
No.
She was cave exploring? Spelunking?
No. It was like, it wasn't technically a cave on a thing. It was just this big crevasse. Like on these two boulders.
Crevasse.
She dropped her phone and she was reaching for it upside down. Stuck.
Dude, this is silly putty all over again. The putty cave.
Yeah.
Oh.
And she was stuck upside down for 7 hours. And they were able to get a crew in there and push the rocks far apart enough to get her out. But it like took forever.
So scary.
Seven hours upside down.
What are we doing?
Dude, that's straight up panic.
And she didn't get her phone.
No way.
No.
Oh. That's a terrible story.
Yeah.
That's dude.
That's literally my worst fear.
You know,
not my worst fear, but that's one of my worst fears.
Every time you exhale, you know you're sinking further into that crack, and then you can't inhale the same as before.
I would freak out. I would die from a panic attack.
Did you see the clip? There's a girl who was like,
what?
I could just imagine. It would be like a silent thing, too. Like, you wouldn't be screaming. It would just be like an internal...
Just
panic,
dying inside,
dude. There's a story like that. It doesn't end happy at all.
No, the guy, the two climbers, right?
No, it's a story of this kid who was getting like his baseball mitt out of his minivan. No joke, gets to the back third seat, there's the window for the back of the car. The glove's down there. He reaches down. The seat unlocks, like, so, like, unhitches. And so he pushes himself. And so he's pinned. The kid's upside down pinned. And it's a really sad story because he, super smart. I think he was like 13 years old. Says, hey, Siri, call the police. Calls the police and everything. And you can hear it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, no. Oh, sorry. Well, no, sir.
Hey, now.
But that's good to know it works. But that's exactly
everybody's
what
happened. Everybody's phones. Just go off.
And it's sadly, like, you can hear, they released the dispatcher. She's like, hello. And she's like,
did he not make it?
No, dude.
Oh.
They called. He called twice. And he was just like, help, I'm stuck. I'm in a green van in this parking lot. The police officer literally drove around, didn't check. They didn't take him seriously at all.
Oh, my god!
People lost their jobs and everything like that.
I would hope so. Dude, that's psycho.
Yeah, and then just that's how he died. And it was just like from suffocating. It was so sad. But it's helped out a lot with just, you know, like, I mean, he was just a great example for what you're supposed to do in cases like that. But golly.
Did you, there? Speaking of dispatch,
yeah.
Did you see that the lady that was being assaulted like in the woods? And she called dispatch and she's like, I would like to order a pizza.
I did.
And dispatch is like, you know, this isn't pizza.
Oh,
and
that's like code. Said,
yeah, I know. Yeah. And she like explained the whole situation, like ordering pizza. And they came out there and they saved her.
Yeah. Because they're like, wait, are you not able to talk right now? They're like, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, we'll do two larges. And she's like, okay, what's your address? And they give the address. Dude, that's so smart. Yeah. Golly, dude. Oh, that stuff is so scary. I can't imagine being it. Like, I thought about, like, that'd be a cool, like, job just having, like, in the evening to serve your community.
Pressure,
but that, the pressure, the trauma that comes with that, I can't. I would love to talk to somebody who's done that.
Dude, it's like that
movie.
That'd
be crazy.
They made a movie about that.
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
No, it's a lady dispatcher.
Oh, yeah, that's Halle Berry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the girl she was in the car. She's like, dump the paint out, put the light out and stuff.
Yeah, that one was intense.
You know what randomly popped in my head the other day? Remember that movie Phone Booth?
Dude, I thought about that this weekend.
Did you really?
Yeah, because it's I'll have to remember what made me think of it because I was watching a movie.
I was watching something too, and I'm like, oh, what about that movie Phone Booth?
Oh yeah, because I was watching it because there was this movie that had a guy that was using just phone calls. It was Joyride. He was that truck driver. He was using a CB radio, but he had a very distinct voice. But then that made me think of Phone Booth because it's Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah,
from 24. Yeah. And it's like his voice is so perfect for that movie.
Yeah.
So intense. If no one's seen Phone Booth, you got to watch it.
Speaking of movies, though, I did watch Civil War, A24 film.
Mm.
That was so good.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Did you see it?
No.
Not yet.
Very good. I think you would like it a lot. Dude,
the marketing just set the movie up terribly.
Yeah.
They could have completely filmed it differently.
Dude, marketing for a movie is the hardest thing. Like, I want to talk about the film, but like, you know, you can't give everything away because then no one wants to see the movie.
You have to set the tone right.
It's like
you made it seem like the most epic war movie that's ever going to exist. Like, finally, we're getting like, what would happen if this, like United States split open? And but in more, it was literally just about photojournalism and that relationship between these women. Like,
yeah.
Oh, so it wasn't like a war movie at all.
No, it included a lot of great action,
war scenes in it. Yeah,
but it just wasn't the story.
It's about women.
There's women in it.
Oh, it's okay. You can watch it. He doesn't support women. It's fine.
Yeah. I give it like a 9 out of 10.
Oh,
truly.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was just so beautifully
for
shot.
For what it was. Like, because you have no context of like how they even got in this scenario. Like why there is a civil war. But just,
which is kind of fun because then you know, like that's not very realistic. It's like,
yeah,
but
it doesn't pit.
But actually, like imagine this. Imagine everything goes south. The grid goes down. Like, you know, just to make it a realistic thing. But you'd literally, as different groups come in or you travel out, you'd be getting to places with no idea what's gone on and what's caused things to set up. So kind of a realistic perspective.
Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart either.
Yeah,
so
there's a scene where they have it in the trailer, I think, too, where it's like, you know, there's a whole revolution happening and then they go to a small town that's like, we're ignoring it. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And it's like everything's normal. But then another city is like, you have just people hanging and stuff like that. It's just nuts.
Is this like a new age film or is it like,
this is set, like, you could
what's
say
the time like, frame?
Like future. Our time
current
almost.
Future.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like 2026.
You said Civil War. I was thinking about like the Civil War,
which I'm after who won the presidency
would never happen because of the good leadership.
Or could it?
Or could it?
Because
maybe
the leadership.
Aren't.
because they did deserve to win.
Some would say
the opposite.
Some would say the opposite. We'll find out. Let's make predictions. Not on who won.
Yeah, how is it? How is the climate in America Friday?
This is what's freaking me out, okay? Because, you know, they always hint at stuff within the news and stuff of like, well, I have a real fear of this. I have a real fear of that, of this is going to happen. And it's like, well, then it does happen.
Yeah.
And they're talking about that. Oh, my gosh, dude. It was like, I saved the clip. It was like something like, it looked like a movie. Like the UN, like there's all these world leaders sitting around a table. Oh, man, where is it?
You see Trump talk about a secret?
Okay. What?
Yeah, it's...
I'll play that audio. That's kind of crazy.
Look up who Citadel Ken Griffin is. But basically...
He's a baseball player. The junior.
Sounds scary.
Let me just send it to you guys real quick.
He is the American hedge fund manager, entrepreneur, and investor, founder, CEO, and co-chief investment officer of Citadel LLC.
Citadel CEO.
Worth $43 billion.
So it was a panel at the Saudi Arabia's Future Investment Initiative Summit. That's a mouthful. But he's like, we're expecting Donald Trump to win. And he's talking about, but there's going to be things that happen after that that we need to prepare for. And it's like, but that's what a lot of people were saying, that if Trump went, which we will find out when this comes out, you know, but they're talking about like a huge uprising, this unrest, and like this side, the Democrats are going to blame the Republicans for voter stuff, and the Republicans are going to blame the Democrats. Or like it's going to be just not fun, I think.
Yeah.
And that's what freaked me out the most about the Civil War movie, is like how realistic it is. Like, it wasn't very far-fetched.
Like, no, you didn't have to suspend your belief at all, really. Like, it's like, okay, I can see this is like a realistic thing. They played it super well.
Yeah.
That gas station scene was the gas scene.
That was intense.
So scary.
That was so scary.
The scariest thing to me, and I'm not going to say who it was, but people I know with connections to military, like strong-suited, talking about gun, they were like, they're like, buy guns, stock up, don't fear, but be ready,
be prepared.
Well, yeah, listen, okay. I don't want
to listen to this. You can go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh no, I'm just, it was like the whole setting up the narrative and stuff. It is very weird that Biden and Kamala just got passed that law or whatever, that the U.S. military can now use lethal force on citizens. This is the first time in U.S. history that this has been allowed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're saying that...
Under what circumstances?
I think assisting, it applied to... Yeah, assisting...
If they say so.
Assisting police officers.
So if it's like a martial law kind of thing, U.S. military can now use lethal force on civilians in... If there's riots, whatever, assisting police officers. And it's just like, that's not... Why are we doing that right now?
Yeah.
Like right before, like...
Yeah.
You know what they say?
I don't like it, man. That's the thing. It's like, to me, it feels like nothing's going to happen, but then there's always that in the back of your mind. Like, what if it just all hits the fan? Like, you know, what if it goes crazy?
It's crazy because, like, back 2016, like, they were like, oh, this is going to happen. Like, you know, so it's like, it's so weird because it feels like we've been on a cliffhanger of, like, all the negativeness.
Yeah.
You know? And... It's just like, do you really believe it, or are they just trying to like overinflate an issue so you, like, it's all propaganda and all that kind of stuff, but like at the same time, it's like it could.
Yeah.
Dude, this is, I talk about them all the time. I'm sorry, Lily, she's called me out for it. But Mike Glover, this is a tweet he put out 22 hours ago, his prediction. And this is someone whose YouTube channel was taken down. He was arrested. He's been released. Long story, but nothing, no convictions landed. He does prepping, and they called him a terrorist. He's not. Sean Ryan knows him. Like, a lot of these guys that we trust in podcasting. Anyways, so that's setting it up. He says Trump will win. Dems won't accept it. Violence and unrest break out. News promotes as unheard patriots. The country teeters on civil war.
Cool. Here's an issue I have. Everyone stop thinking that one politician is going to save your life.
Yeah. It's a hard issue at this point.
Yeah.
It's a system that we've set up.
Just be good people. Like, you know, love Jesus.
Please. All right. Listen to this. This is what Donald Trump said.
We got to get the congressman elected and we got to get the senators elected because we can take the Senate pretty easily. And I think with our little secret, we're going to do really well with the House, right? Our little secret is having a big impact. He and I have a secret. We'll tell you what it is when the race is over.
Don't know what that is. So,
hopefully we know what that secret is.
By now?
By now.
Yeah.
We do know by now.
I mean, whether he wins or loses?
I don't know, man. I just get the heebie-jeebies about what's happening in the United States. Yeah. The divisiveness. I don't know, man.
And why do we do it? Listen, let's do politics at the beginning of the year. Let's have elections at the beginning of the year because it ruins the vibe.
Like Christmas.
Of the Christmas vibe. Yeah,
for real. Thanksgiving and Christmas.
What are we doing? It just has ruined just the whole feel-good feeling. It's like it's just this imminent dread that's always looming.
Yeah, I've got people in my family voting both ways. So anytime I get together, it's like, no one bring it up.
Dude. I did like what J.D. Vance said on that one interview where he's like, if you have friends and family that your relationships are ruined because of who they vote for, he said, you're doing it wrong. He's like, that should never be the case.
Yeah.
He said, I even have friends that aren't voting for me, but they're still my friends. He's like, this stuff should never control your life like this.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole thing. We have to understand it is your belief. It is your choice to live however you want. And if you have questions, guess what? I will happily share Jesus with you.
Yeah.
But beyond that, it is your life.
Also, your vote doesn't even matter because it's all rigged.
Yo, what's
give up?
Yo, what's crazy with like all of the hate and everything you see on like TV and stuff like that?
Yeah.
It's like we, at least me personally, I don't like experience any of that on a daily basis.
No.
Like, I've never met someone who has just like been so off kilter of normal that it's like you're a serious issue.
Yeah, that's
they're everywhere on the news. Like I don't know where they find these.
That's
people.
The propaganda, dude. That's why the news is blatantly dividing people.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, because your normal day, like you go somewhere, and the majority of people don't talk about politics. You know, because
normal people don't talk.
Like,
like unless you're like you're ordering food or something, it's just like. Dude, I don't talk to anybody.
That's not normal, Corey. You need
like, I could go through my entire day, not at work, but like an entire day of just being out running errands or whatever. I won't talk to a single person.
Corey, you need to hear
everyone just needs to stop talking.
That's just normal.
Do you hear something really, really kind of weird?
I'm begging for it.
All right. Let me find the the article. Here it is. All right. So, when this comes out, it would have been 2 weeks ago, but there's a group of people that built an exact replica of the Ark of the Covenant, which seems like we're talking about the Ark of the Covenant every episode now.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That's okay.
It is okay.
It's topical and it's really strange what's happening.
So you know the Ark of the Covenant, right?
I could use just like a short summary, but yes, I do know, but just for the viewers.
Yeah, for the viewers. So it's basically this golden box that was created in the Old Testament that the Israelites traveled with. And wherever the Ark of the Covenant was, that's where God's glory was. So like when they're in the wilderness, by day there would be a pillar of smoke that would fall or come from the Ark that the Israelites would fall. And at night it would be a pillar of fire. It was very holy.
Yep. Very sacred. Like it held the presence of God. Like it's
So basically within it, I believe it's like a basket of manna, which is that bread that God sent down for the Israelites. I believe it's the Ten Commandments. Yeah. And
staff, right?
The staff of Moses. Was it staff of Moses?
How big was this covenant to fit a staff?
Decently big.
Okay.
But
took multiple people to carry it.
Or was it Aaron's staff?
I'm looking it up. I thought it was Aaron's.
either way.
Aaron's rod, yeah.
Okay. So very sacred. And it's been like the whole stories of like the Old Testament, like the armies of Israel would literally bring it into battle and win battles.
Like just it was from this covenant.
It was God's power, God's glory that rested with this ark.
Yeah.
But recently, this team spent 3 years building a replica of the Ark of the Covenant using real gold.
Because it's missing. They don't know exactly where it's at.
Or do they? Like, we don't know.
That's one thing.
But like, yeah, yeah.
It's common. Like, everyone believes it is a mystery of where it's located. There's some people that believe they know where it's at. But ever since...
Yeah. That's what it looks like?
Yeah.
Thousands of years it's been lost.
So, like tons of... It's like gold-plated, all this stuff.
How did they build a replica if it's been lost for thousands of years?
It's described in the Old Testament, like very much in detail.
Oh, okay.
So they were able to make it. But it's now in Israel, going from city to city, like being displayed. This team took them 3 years to make. The chief architect, which is so weird, this is where it starts getting suspicious to me, chooses to remain anonymous. He doesn't want his name associated with the Ark of the Covenant that he built.
That's odd.
But there's just these some of the quotes from this article, and we'll put the article in the description so you guys can read it too. But this one guy, when talking about the Ark, this is a quote he said. Where is it? Sorry. So they put the Torah, which is the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament basically, in the Ark of the Covenant. They just did that. And he said, quote, "When we finally got the Torah delivered to us, it was this morning, and it was at the city of David. When that Torah was put in this ark, it became weaponized." Don't know what that means. Did not elaborate on it.
Probably meaning like the power and glory of God.
Yeah.
Like all of the pieces together.
But it's not the real ark, you know?
Well, so is it like a Ouija board of type of?
But then he says, there is going to be a force that is absolutely so powerful that it's going to be something we've seen in the movies, but for good.
We could use that for good. Really good power. We like that.
Imagine on election night, the winner rolls out with the Ark of the Covenant.
Dude.
We got big plans.
That'll terrify me.
We're bunkering down, honey.
Pyrotechnics coming behind it.
That's so interesting, though, to me that that it was lost.
It still is lost.
No, I know, but how?
Well, they're saying that I think it was when the Babylonians, when they basically took over Israel, that people within Israel hid the Ark of the Covenant, and it's never been found since. But some people think it has been found. Some people think that there's people that are still guarding it to this day, possibly in Ethiopia. There's a bunch of rumors. We even talked about the CIA might know where it is.
They hit it really well, then.
Yeah.
There's a government, and there's a document on their actual website about them locating the Ark of the Covenant, like seeing it.
The CIA's?
Yeah.
Yeah. This was probably the strangest part of this whole story. Do you know where this replica of the Ark of the Covenant was? Or where it was staying at for eight months before they brought it to Israel.
Guess the craziest location, the most specific crazy location that you'd be like, this, it would never happen. It would never be there.
Antarctica.
Trump's house. Mar-a-Lago.
No joke.
It was in Trump's house for 8 months before it was brought to Israel.
Is that the secret?
They just blow right past that. Why was it there?
Of all places. Florida. Why?
It's just weird. And I'm not accusing anybody of doing anything weird.
No, it's just
a weird connection.
In the past 8 months, it's been in Florida.
Yeah.
Hurricane.
We've had a pretty good year.
Except all the hurricanes.
No, I know, but personally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's blessing our company. Hey, the views have been up. It's been great.
That is insane.
I don't know what to make of it.
But it seems like it's fake. It seems like that obviously can't be true. But why would he have any interest in that?
I don't know.
I think he's religious, though.
We don't know.
No one knows.
Here's my whole thing. It's the person who made it doesn't want to be recognized. And if you've got the actual thing, it would do well of you to talk about making a fake.
Yeah.
It's just weird. I mean, I consider myself spiritual, but I would never just want the Ark of the Covenant at my house.
No, that'd be scary.
So it's like, no matter how spiritual the dude is, it's a weird, weird thing. Red flag. I don't, dude, 8 months. I don't understand what you're doing.
I try to be so careful about how I talk about this.
It's just strange.
It's weird.
It's just a weird thing to have, like, at the retirement home or, like,
if you voted,
a bunch of golf courses. It's like, yeah. Is that the Ark of the... Is that?
It doesn't matter. In the most random spot of all time. People just don't know what it is. They, like, walk by it.
It's just a coaster. People are just putting it just...
I truly don't care how anyone voted. Just looking at face value, that's strange.
Oh, that's... Yeah, that's 100%. That's the only reason they're talking about
like, oh, it's weaponized. Now the things that are going to happen with this Ark of the Covenant, it's going to be like the movies of like the power that it's going to bring. And it's like, oh, where was it before it came to Israel? It was in Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
There's got to be some like logistical reason.
I'm just imagining like Mar-a-Lago being mentioned in like the prophecies or the revelation inside Revelation. Like this is like in Mar-a-Lago. like what?
What does Mar-a-Lago mean in Hebrew?
It means... I'm trying to think of something.
Direct correlation. What is it, Andy?
Home of...
the Antichrist. Just kidding. Kidding.
Home of the Orange.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. It's weird.
No, it would be a great question to ask him during an interview.
Yeah.
Like,
I would love to get him on a podcast and be like, dude, why did you have that there?
Hey, he's doing a tour.
I know. Yeah. We sent him an email. We sent both teams an email.
Isn't there like
There's no way about it. A
Bible land in Orlando somewhere?
A what?
Like
a
Holy Land.
Holy
yeah.
Land.
There is the Holy Land.
Is that what it is?
I want to do. Can ninjas just please buy that place? I mean, just that'd be our studio.
Yeah.
I want Pilot's office.
All right. Here's another weird thing.
Wild times.
Did you guys hear about that Jamie Foxx thing?
Jamie Foxx thing.
Yep.
Okay. Apparently he's coming out with a Netflix special that, and so it's been recorded already. It's not out yet. And so obviously he's doing better. He's out of the hospital. You remember when he was like in a coma and stuff for like 20 days?
Yeah.
No.
I remember.
Like it was so weird.
Yeah. Like passing maybe. I can't really.
Yeah. They're like, oh, is he dying? Like he's good now.
Yeah. I saw a lot of people like, that's not Jamie Foxx.
Well, apparently he made a joke in the special that he was poisoned by P. Diddy because of the information that he knew, and he's the one that first reported Diddy to the FBI.
Yep. He's making a joke?
Was making a joke about it, but the one guy I read an article about, the guy's like, it did not seem like a joke when
it's
he said it.
It's a stand-up special?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
When's the last time he did stand-up? That's weird, I don't know. Man. Strange.
But it's just like, that's weird.
Yeah.
And...
Dude, think about it. January 4th, Cat Williams went on Shannon Sharpe's podcast and talked about everything. He's like, this is the year. It's all coming out.
Yeah,
and that was months before Pete did anything.
Yeah. Like, dude,
this is weird, man.
Dude, that is actually like, I think that's potentially more scary than the election that just happened last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Another, people are also theorizing that all these celebrities that are endorsing...
Because they're trying to cover up or they're trying to like pardoned.
They're all celebrities on the P. Diddy party list. And so like they're basically being, in a sense, blackmailed into endorsing the candidate.
That was the, what's his name, when he opened at the Trump rally. That was one of his jokes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hinchcliffe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see Donald talk about Tony Andrew after that?
Uh-uh. No.
He's like, some comedian, I have no idea who he is. I don't even want to know who he is. I don't know why he said that. Like,
he said that?
Yeah, he said that, like, roasting Tony. I'm like, Tony's going to think that's hilarious.
That's funny. But apparently, I found this out too. Tony Hinchcliffe, when he made the joke about Puerto Rico being a dump and stuff.
Yeah.
Apparently, Puerto Rico right now has a huge infrastructure problem of waste.
Oh.
Like, they're not doing anything about it.
Yeah.
And like they said it's like off the charts.
I was gonna say because the joke, I guess I didn't see it maybe fully in context, but it's just like it seemed kind of like a weird stray just to throw to Puerto Rico. But hey, we love Puerto Rico.
Ninja
Butterflies loves Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It was an interesting stand up thing. It was definitely a different crowd than he's used to working.
No, you could definitely tell he was trying to figure out what. And as soon as he mentioned the P. Diddy party, he's like, okay, now I get what you got kind of crowd you are. Strange stuff.
Yeah.
Absolutely wild times. But Hey, what can you do, man?
What can you do?
Crazy times, crazy measures.
Yep. Crazy times, go for a crazy measure.
We're just going to keep printing super soft tees and spreading love.
Hey, amen to that.
Yep, absolutely.
That's all we're going to keep doing.
Hey, look into the camera. Give a message to the American people. There could be mushroom clouds surrounding them. We don't even know.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know how far this thing's gone, or if maybe there's world peace.
There could be chaos on the streets. There could be aliens in the sky.
But there could be world peace.
But there could be world peace.
But maybe for the people who are scared right now, talk to
them. Hey, for all those people around the world and in this country who are scared, just take a deep breath. Do your box breathing technique. And listen to this podcast, and I hope it brings you tranquility and ease.
Wow, yeah.
And we'll see you next week.
Man.
There might be chaos in the streets, there might be peace, we don't know.
Little vibrato.
There might be people getting stabbed, might be getting hugs, we don't know. We don't know. Mushroom clouds, do I see you? Do I feel you? Mushroom cloud, World War III, it's all coming for you. It's coming for you. Or maybe it's not, maybe there's just peace and love and happiness, and then peace and love and happiness. Oh, peace and love and happiness. Oh no, look, there's a bomb coming, it's all gone.
Oh no, we're doomed, it's over, this is the end.
Oh,
we
no,
are
ninjas,
Bob, butterflies, we'll see you again.
Oh no, it's just a dream. I was sleeping the whole time. It was all a bad dream.
Hey, congratulations, President.
Let me shake your hand, Mr. President.
I want to shake your hand.
Did you say Mr. President?
Oh, Mrs. President.
Or
Mr. or Mrs. President.
That's right. It, President.
I speak into the future.
That was almost a really good song.
Almost, until I ruined it.
Was that just off the top?
Off the top. Off the dome, dude.
You guys are so synchroed, and it's synchro, so nice.
Dude. Yeah. Synchro, dude. All right, everybody.
Hey, make sure to go to sundaycool.com if you have any, if you want a custom shirts, hats, stickers. We do it all here at Sunday Cool, and we love them because we are Sunday Cool.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Go to our YouTube, comment.
Like, subscribe, hit the bell. If you want to be notified every time we upload, hit that bell. Every Friday we release podcasts, but if you go to Patreon, guess what? This pod might even come out before the election. Who knows? On Patreon.
Ooh. Oh, on Patreon. Yeah, maybe on Patreon.
So if you really wanted to see, it's too late. So yeah, this will already be in the future. I'm in a time, I'm in a loop right now.
This is weird.
Yeah.
Go to Spotify. If you're listening to us on Spotify, please follow us because it does help us a ton.
Absolutely. We're going to keep bringing on the more fun topics and everything like that. I got a crazy story to tell on Patreon about the man who couldn't be murdered.
Ooh.
Spooky.
Also, got a really good hypothetical question for you, Mr. Corey.
All right.
I'm going to do this like an award show. Keep going. Say your final thoughts.
So thank you so much for watching. We love you. We appreciate you. If you're listening to this podcast, we're so grateful for you. We love you.
Very grateful. Bye. Love you.
Love you. See you on Patreon.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful creatures. Does it empty your mind?
You were martial arts!
That beat was nice.
I gotta figure out how to actually put some stuff in there and use.
That beat was nice.
The world is in civil war. What are our facial expressions?